The next chapter in the story of athletes and performance-enhancing drugs has been written, and it takes place in San Francisco. Yesterday, Giants left fielder Melky Cabrera was suspended for the rest of the year without pay by Major League Baseball for failing a drug test. He had high levels of testosterone. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
Shortly after his suspension, Cabrera released a statement through the Players Union. He said, "My positive test was the result of my use of a substance I should not have used." The rare admission is a major blow to the Giants' playoff hopes. Cabrera emerged as a superstar this year, leading the National League in hits and runs. He was also named Most Valuable Player of the All-Star Game. The revelation can also be seen as a setback, or maybe a success, for pro sports. Drug testing evidently worked this time, but top athletes are clearly still doping. At the Olympic Games, the winner in the women's shot put had her gold medal revoked when a drug test came back positive. But another event that took place in London may say more about the future of performance enhancements.
And there's the start in a land-breaking moment for the Olympic Games.
Oscar Pistorius from South Africa advanced to the semifinals in the men's 400-meter race, as heard here on NBC. Unremarkable, except he was running on two prosthetic legs. He's known as the Blade Runner. His is the heroic story of a man overcoming seemingly impossible odds, as well as a court battle with officials who wanted to keep him from competing. But it also ignited controversy regarding what could enhance an athlete's performance, as reported here by Mark Phillips of CBS News.
Not just the blades are an issue. Some say he's also lighter without lower limbs, and so potentially faster.
And Pistorius finishing in second place with Quao in third.
Performance-enhancing drugs, such as steroids or human growth hormone, are currently illegal. The potential for prosthetics, at least in the Olympics, has only recently been allowed. But as athletes continue to compete for glory or for multi-million dollar contracts, the limits of human performance will continue to be pushed, even beyond what seems possible. For Cross Currents, I'm Ben Trefney.